Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning over from Hoots Elementary is Principal Jill LaCrone, here to talk about kindergarten registration. Jill, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I am doing well, and you're here. You're very excited to talk about bringing in your fresh batch of little ones to get indoctrinated into the love of learning, which is the best thing to teach a little one. So tell us about kindergarten registration. It seems I don't have kids, but it seems early for it. But this is not just a simple process for getting kids into a class.
Exactly. So we do normally open kindergarten registration around this time every year, but there is a little bit of a change. We are really, really trying to have more of an on-time registration, which means kind of in the first month. So it opens March 10th, and by April 10th, we would like the majority of our new incoming kindergarten students to be registered.
Okay. And this is something that it's not that registration closes on April 10th. You're not gonna turn kiddos away, but ideally, this is a process. You'll have everyone ideally registered by this first month. What's the reasoning for this ideally earlier registration this year compared to previous years?
Sure. That's a great question. So due to budget constraints that our district and most school districts in the state are having right now, we are only able to have teachers based on the actual number of registered students. In the past, we estimated the amount of incoming kindergartners we would have and base our staffing on that number. But because of all the budget constraints this year, we are only staffing for the kindergarten students that we have. It is so important for families to understand the impact that could have. Typically, we have between 10 and 15 registrations over the summer and into the fall. And that is almost a kindergarten class. And so if we don't have everybody that we can have on time registration, then our kindergarten classes could be really large.
Okay. So what all goes into, what is all part of the registration process? What should folks be gearing up for in making sure their little one is part of the incoming class?
Sure. So it is a little bit of a lengthy process, 10, 15, 20 minutes online. And we will have all the online registration open on the Sitka Schools website. And we will also have a QR code you can scan. But you'll need to have stuff like their birth dates, their parents' names, addresses, birth certificates, and just a little bit of information about them.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is a little bit time consuming, but it's so worth it.
And something that I think was interesting when we were talking before we came on air is beyond just having this lead time in order to make sure you have the proper staffing to make sure these class sizes are an ideal learning environment, of the process in getting kids into classes isn't just random assigning of kids into spaces. There's a matchmaking process that happens.
I just love that term. Yeah, it really is. So after you register, you will be assigned a baseline appointment where your student with a family member gets to come in and they meet and work with a kindergarten teacher so that we get to know them. And we build classes so that our students get along well with each other and our teachers really understand who is coming in. So yeah, it is a really important matchmaking process. And I love that term.
Yeah, it's making sure the kids are going to be with, I guess, like-minded or like-temperamented other kiddos for the best sort of learning environment. Because as you were saying earlier, this is more than, even though these are little kids, 5 years old, it doesn't necessarily mean it's just playtime and naps. There is still learning happening at this young age.
Yeah, playtime and naps is more like our pre-kindergarten program. And now kindergarten students are developing essential skills, social emotional skills, which are so important for humans to learn, mm-hmm. How to play and share with others. And on top of that, you know, they're learning independent skills, like practicing zipping their jackets, buttoning their coats, and wiping on their own. Mm-hmm. In addition to academics. And this is the hard part, you know, how to make academics fun and engaging to a five-year-old while, you know, teaching them to read and write three complete sentences by the end of the year, understand numbers, performing simple addition, and helping really to develop their love of learning with engaging hands-on lessons. It's really, kindergarten is a lot.
That is a lot to fit in, and so important to have that baseline set up so
yeah.
the rest of their academic career it has a good foundation for success.
And online registration is so important to set these kids mm-hmm. up for success from day one, because that's what we want.
Right. So to go about this registration mm-hmm. process, this is parents or guardians can go about this process online. So. Mm-hmm. Where should they go in order to start this process?
Sure. They can go to sitkaschools.org, and there will be a link for registration for the next school year, okay. not this school year. Mm-hmm. So they'll want to go to that. We are also handing out, we'll have QR codes. We will be doing our sneak peek, which is where all students of incoming kindergarten age get to come in and take a sneak peek and see what our school is mm-hmm. about. So we'll have the QR codes there. And then we were also sending those out to preschools and daycares through our community. We'll have them posted at the library. And again, a QR code, so easy. You just scan it with your phone and go to registration.
Perfect.
They can also call our school office at 747-5825 if you need help or want more information. We love to talk to people and help solve problems.
Excellent.
What we do all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is something where you said it does take a little bit of time to go through these details. Mm-hmm. Does this have to be done all in one sitting, in one go, or is this a process where if you need to do it in one sitting or maybe two or three, that it can be done that way?
Yeah. Once you get an account, you can go back and forth and do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some folks are thinking March 10th, that does unfortunately line up with, as we now know, the planned GCI internet outage. So is there a way that folks can maybe prep for, you know, get the materials they might need so they can be ready when the internet gets plugged back in?
Sure. We will have paper registration, which we can give to people so that they can kind of prep that stuff. And also come into our schools if you need to. Use our resources to help you get enrolled. We're happy to sit down, let you use, if we have internet, which mm-hmm. probably we will. But we're happy to help in that way, too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And just for folks who might be wondering, okay, is there, for the cutoff of how old does a student have to be in order to qualify for kindergarten? Or is there any like other just like emotional bench lines that or benchmarks that should be reached if parents or guardians are kind of iffy about it?
Sure. So kids need to be five by September 1st. And again, if you have questions or wonderings like, oh, is my kid ready for kindergarten? Call us. We are happy to meet with you. And part of that baseline assessment that you do is actually asking questions about your student and their development and kind of what you are seeing so that we can all make the best decision possible for your student moving forward.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time this morning, but thank you so much, Principal Jill LaCrone, for coming in this morning for kindergarten registration. The whole process will open up online at sitkaschools.org this coming Monday, March 10th. And the goal this year is to get it done as efficiently and swiftly as possible, ideally done at by within the first month, April 10th. And as extra encouragement for that timely registration, there will be a weekly raffle as well for those who
for the first month, at the end of every week, we will be raffling things.
Excellent. So extra encouragement for folks to get their little one registered for this coming school year. Any extra assistance, questions, folks in your office are ready to help. That is 747-5825 to help out. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a very bunch of rambunctious learners coming in this fall.
Yeah, thanks, Erin, and thanks for letting me come on.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jill.
Take care.